in reverse.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Comic Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sure my wife upstairs is delighted with that.
Not at all.
Not at all. All right.
One more time.
Terribly sorry. Terribly sorry.
Mini episode 23.
We are so close. So close.
We're so very tired. You know, the days are finally getting a little bit longer. It's not a lot, but I'll take the extra couple minutes of sunshine.
It weighs on us, but you know what? We're here. We're here for you.
Yes, solstice 2 days ago.
You know what? Hey, wow. 6 minutes a day.
Wow, I can really feel that. 12 minutes.
I get out there, I watch the sunrise, and then I watch the sunset.
Mm-hmm. We're nothing but a bandana.
I live in a greenhouse.
Yeah. We requested topics for this episode.
For any extra episode.
Yeah, any extra episode. And this is our last one. And we received a few.
Yeah. So we're actually going to do two, I think.
We're going to touch both.
Romantically.
It won't be as long as the quiz episode.
It won't be.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, that one was worth it. It was amazing.
I won. Right. Remember when I won?
I thought it was a tie.
I'm pretty sure I won.
No.
You know, canonically.
Tie. I think I won.
Canonically,
you know
Kyle
what?
Was the
Actually,
winner.
It was, there was, no, oh, I did win.
Wait, let's see if I'm editing the episode. I was.
That's there, fair. There were 16 questions. You each got 5 right. Therefore, I won.
Oh, so.
That's true.
Days later, he brings this up.
5-5-6. Okay, yeah, fair enough, yeah. Right?
All so, right. Okay, what were the two?
Let's give them a high five.
Super good.
Super.
Super good.
All right. What is topic number one, and who is it from? Decorations?
Yeah, we're going to... It's sort of a twofer.
Who is it from?
Shelley Bujold.
Okay.
Who's,
Shelley Bujold.
Yeah.
Shelley
yeah.
Bujold.
She's a friend, and she first suggested... The topic, how would Nemo in Extraordinary Gentleman decorate?
The Nautilus?
Exactly.
Okay.
And that did get expanded by Todd Shuchuk into how would any comic character decorate for Christmas? So I feel like we're going to take those both on as one question.
Oh, yeah, that's a question.
Yep.
Totally.
It'll be a blaze run because we only got 5 minutes for each one.
Go.
All right. For Nemo?
Sure, take Nemo.
I can't take that.
I don't know Nemo.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Literally.
Take it.
Starfish on the top of the tree.
That's fair.
Towards the north, perhaps?
Well, towards, I want to say Starbird? I want to say Star of Bethlehemford? Bird?
That's fair.
I think Luke Cage is just gonna put up Sweet Christmas.
whatever he does.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Whatever he does is Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas.
The Flash will put up that tree very quickly.
See, I was thinking characters with telekinetic abilities.
Yeah.
Worse than the Flash when it comes to putting up ornaments
on probably.
A tree. Because putting ornaments on a tree, it's a process. It takes a long time. You gotta untangle stuff.
Yeah.
Telekinetic folks are like, oh, I did it. You're a jerk.
Again, with the Flash TV show, but they had the episode where he put the tree up, and then, like, he was like, no, don't do that, and then he took it all down because it was too fast. Too fast.
You have to enjoy it.
Guess
or
what?
At least suffer through it.
Or I mean, suffer
bit,
through it.
A bit of both.
Which is
fair.
Definitely the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think Daredevil puts up Halloween decorations.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
What about the X-Men?
Like, Merry Christmas, everybody.
You just stand up.
I feel like the X-Men...
And Luke Cage says, Sweet Christmas.
Yeah. The X-Men have to be multicultural, right?
Yeah.
They have to be very representative of every single belief system.
Do they?
I think they do.
What?
Because, you know, it's the X-Men.
Because they're mutants.
Yeah. So.
What do the Inhumans do? Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Gorgon stomps his foot and says, "Sit down!"
They'll just cuddle up with Lockjaw and have a good time.
Karnak punches
you
in the throat.
He's so cute, though! They just cuddle him up. He's a good boy. Yeah. He's a good boy.
He brings them to the North Pole, but they're immediately back because it's real cold.
Yeah. But he did his job.
I think Martian Manhunter hangs up Mars bars.
Oh, definitely. Or Oreos.
Oreos. I thought Mars bars just reminds him of home.
Yeah.
Wolverine kills a deer. He doesn't realize what day it is. Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, deer day.
I feel like he doesn't kill it. I feel like he just touches it.
Well, he honors it. He honors it.
Like, he tags it. And then, like, Storm is like, "Why would you hunt a deer?" He's like, "I didn't hunt it. I just touched it. That's the real skill."
That's a thing. I just touched it with my claws 14 times in the head.
And then he drinks a nice, cool brewski.
Brewski.
Salute.
I'm not getting drunk until 14 hours from now. 14 is a magic number for Wolverine.
Jeez.
Is that G or cheese?
Topic number two.
Gene. That's the little topic.
I got a couple more. Dr. Doom puts up, hangs plebs from the ceiling.
I assumed Dr. Doom would hang up pictures of himself.
Oh, that too?
Probably.
Doom's the reason for the season.
In the iconic fashion. Yeah. In like an iconic Jesus painting, it's like, Doom is the way.
He hangs up the Stations of the Doom.
I feel like Peter Parker hangs up every single... No, he hangs up everything that his Uncle Ben ever cared about.
Well, he webs them up.
I feel like he takes very special care to hang up everything that was, you know, important to Aunt May.
Batman hangs his dead parents?
No.
Is that horrible?
That's awful.
That's awful.
Well, he takes the Jason Todd Robin costume out of the glass case, and he places it on the Christmas tree, and then he fights somebody, and they knock down the Christmas tree.
And he just stares in front of it.
Just horrified.
Longingly. And then Alfred comes in and he says, "Don't look at me! Don't look at me! Don't touch me!"
The guy he fought turned out to be Jason Todd. Jason Todd's just like, "Why do you still care this much?"
You know, I don't think I ever died at this point.
At this point, I've been alive the whole time.
Abe Sapien, there's like just rotten eggs all over the floor. "Merry Christmas, I'm so hungry."
Yep. Hellboy,
they got him another
movie Hellboy just hangs cats on the tree.
They got him another Rubik's Cube.
They're so cute though.
He's enraged. He's still working on that first one.
That's all I got.
The JLA have a tree, but nobody is allowed to reference their families because they're all dead. Right?
That's fair.
Except for the elongated tree.
They don't count him anymore.
Oh, that tree's dead now, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He's
the elongated ghost of continuity past. Detective Chimp's still okay, right?
I sure hope so.
I don't know.
Moving on to topic number two. This one's going to be... How is Bald beautiful? How is Bald schmexy?
Bald is smexy. This is posted by Jay Bose. Thank you, Jay Bose. How is Bald smexy? It just is.
Check the room. Check the room, motherfucker. Check the room.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah.
I had a gag about how Magneto stole Professor X's style.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We're so close to Christmas. Let's just have an extra length episode.
Yeah. But like, you know how Magneto has the shaved head now?
He did shave it.
Yeah. Is that a thing where he's like, he just copped Charles' style?
He's definitely honoring Charles.
Oh, me too. Me too. Genetically.
So am I. Genetically as well. Also, in certain continuities, you cannot argue that Lex Luthor might be right.
Yep.
So, yeah. Not all the time.
Who are the big baldies?
Not all the time.
There's obviously Professor X, Lex Luthor.
Martian Manhunter.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
He can morph other parts of his body into hair. That's gross. Super gross.
Dear friends, Impulse shaved his head one time, and I love Impulse.
How come he shaved his head? I'm curious.
He had to. I don't know. I feel like he shaved it.
He went too fast.
How fast did his hair grow out? And was it all even?
He was just mad because it didn't grow in other places.
It grew out real fast, and let's just be impulsive cool about this. Yeah.
Well, you know. I didn't get hair where other hairs.
Guess what? Ninja Turtles don't have hair.
Oh, you know who else doesn't have hair?
Some guy.
Yeah, I was going to say Zordon.
Every, like, mad scientist character in DC?
Yeah. Hugo Strange. Hairless. And, I don't know. Whatever other characters were evoking Hugo Strange. A bunch.
Apocalypse, no hair.
Nope, no hair at all.
What happened with hair? Like, when Genesis turned all beefy Apocalypse, just no hair. It just went away. You know what really bugs me?
Don't get me started on that.
Relating to that,
yep.
When Thunderbolt Ross turns into the Red Hulk, no mustache.
Yeah, what the hell?
Where's that mustache?
It just disappears.
Oh, there you go. You should draw that.
Yeah. Wait, where his mustache goes?
No, you should just draw a Red Hulk with a mustache.
Okay.
And if,
like, sorry,
yeah, has a mustache.
Quote him that something that Thunderbolt
and a whole beard.
So that's why.
Exactly.
We answered the question. We did it.
Totally.
We went off about baldness, and guess what? It's the best, and everyone who's not bald
is the worst. It's aerodynamic, and it's sexy.
It's true.
Sounds great. Going bald. So, Lore Hall, whenever you're ready, let's hear the going bald hoedown.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of another episode.
Yes, thanks for coming, everybody.
Let's hear this song.
Shower drain, but as you can see, it isn't quite for me, but at least I'm not quite as bald as Colin Muckery.
Be nice to Colin.
Fuck, bastard! You bastard!
Oh, man. Took my rhyme.
Drew Carey is good at improv. I don't know why they made him the host of the show. It's not very good.
It's not as good as Clyde. Really, I'm quite happy. Sure. I like putting stuff in my hair. It makes me look real snappy. I love to comb my hair. I never need a breather. I'm real happy. I'm not calling my free either.
Oh, okay. You know what?
My bad.
That was too hard on you.
Guess what? I don't buy me.
Colin, tear him a new one.
People always kid me because I'm losing all my hair. I can't really help it that I'm follically impaired. It really is quite horrible, but my life is not through. I still get way more sex than either Brad or Drew.
Woo! Aw, she
burned.
Y'all got mockeried.
Losing all your hair isn't really that bad of a deal. A lot of women love just the way it feels. Just think of it as just a little more face, and you can rent it out as advertising space. Advertising space.
That's beautiful. It's just
thanks for coming, everybody.
It's just a little more face.
A little more face.
All right. Yep.
Well, for Chris Merkley, Brian Kodak, Kylie, this is Kylie saying goodnight.